Blog Talk Radio.
This is my truth. I've had my struggles. I've had my faith. And I'm not perfect. I'll be honest, I'll admit, sometimes I can play. Some said I would make it. Thanks be to God I made it. I'm standing today only because of your grace. I'm still here. I'm still here. After everything I've been through, I've never lost my faith in you, God. I'll never ever let go of your hand. On your promises I'll stay. I'm still here. I am still here. I'm still here. And I'm still here. I'm still here.
Song there by our own Jerome Harvell in the Metro Atlanta area. We thank God for his wonderful song, I'm Still Here. Man, I praise God. If you're still here, you better give God some praise today. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Pinto. I love it. Yes. Praise the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Praise the Lord. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. A lot going on, folks. A lot going on the planet, as we all know. But we focus in on Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We just focus on God. He'll take care of us if we pray. We got to pray. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. For those joining us live right now, thank you so much for your time tonight. Bishop and Doc will be up shortly. A few announcements. Just real quickly, the number, 347-843-4559, is the call-in number. You can send that out and invite some people to be on. I can tell you guys, 8 billion folks plus on the planet, everybody on the planet needs prayer. No doubt about it. I don't care what they believe, what they don't believe. They all need prayer because Jesus is the only answer to everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. And we thank God for the man and woman of God being with us tonight, too, as well. We thank God for Bishop and Doc taking their time out to give us that word, give us that prayer, and to give us that wisdom of the word. So let's make sure we honor the man and woman of God tonight. Yes, yes. Thank you, Doc and Bishop. Thank you. Hey, once again, that number, 347-843-4559. Hey, tonight also we'll be opening up the lines. As most of you know, we love to open up the lines. If you like, it is optional, of course, but you're welcome to be a part of the program. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a comment tonight for Bishop and Doc, when we open up the lines later on, just hit *1 on your phone. That will put you on cue, and then I will bring you in appropriately later on. Thank you so much for your time today. Amen. Hey, also to our scripture, for those who have their Bibles, our scripture tonight is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 12. We'll be reading that very shortly. I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Isaiah 55 and in your time of meditation and in time of reading of the word. Without a doubt, I think we all know that we need the word. We need the word more and more each and every day. It has never lost its savior, never lost its power, and it never will lose its power. So we thank God for his powerful and wonderful word that we have today. Amen. Yeah. As we all know, there's some countries that won't even allow you to bring Bibles in. And people can't have Bible study. They can't have a word from anybody as relates to the word of God. So we are very grateful and we are very blessed to be able to have a Bible even in our homes, in our cars. You know, some people got it to carry with them each and every day. So we are a blessed nation. So we thank God for having the word still with us today in the written form. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We're going to go to the word today, ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah 55, 6 through 12, and we're excited about that. Praise God. Let's go to the word. Seek ye the Lord. And y'all make this very personal, too. Make this personal, God. We got to make this word personal. I mean, literally, you got to eat it. You got to eat it, digest it, and enjoy it as it goes down. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let the wicked forsake his way. We got to pray for the wicked, folks, so they can forsake their way and the unrighteous man in his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. Amen. That's what we want to pray for. We're praying for those unrighteous and those who slip behind the scenes there to get back to the things of God. Hallelujah. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon them. Hey, thank you, Lord. To our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord will pardon the wicked. He will pardon those who slip behind the scenes there. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord of hosts. That fact, I'm going to stop right there and give the Lord a handcuff of praise, just the fact that his ways is not our ways and vice versa. We praise you for that, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, and so are his ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts, your thoughts. Amen. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, and go forth out of thy mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing thereof I send it. Oh, I want to take a time to thank the Lord for that right there, because his word does not return void. I love it. It goes out and accomplishes stuff. Amen. Praise God. And verse 12, ladies and gentlemen, says, for ye go out with joy. Amen. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Amen. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you, and to singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Amen. Let's get the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful word, Isaiah 55, 16, 12. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. We want to bring in Bishop at this time. Y'all put your hands together for the man of God. Bishop, as always, thank you so much for your time today, sir. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everyone tonight. We're grateful to the Lord for another day. As we give God thanks just for another day, God has been so good to all of us to allow us to see another chance and see us another day. Give us another chance to give him glory and give him praise. As we say tonight, we'll be praying for our nation. We will be praying for our government leaders, presidents in the United States, our city council, all the government officials. We'll be praying for the children that's going back to school and back to college. And we'll be praying for their safety and their protection and that God will continue to bless them in their knowledge and their wisdom and understanding as they go forward. And God will have his angels covering them and protecting them from all the danger that is in this world, all the corrupt that is around them. So we have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. As we believers, we must hold fast to the word of God. No matter, the Bible said, everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. So God's word will last when everything else is going down and not and failing. God will always protect his people. The word of God said, it'll never seem the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So God will supply our needs that we keep him first. And that's why the word of God let us know that we should pray. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins and I will heal their land. So God knows we need God as never before in this, the hour that we live in. We need him. We need his protection and needed his guidance each and every day. And I encourage you as a believer to hold fast to the word of God and be encouraged in spite of what's going on and know that God is working all things out for your good for those that love the Lord and one that are called according to his purpose. So as we pray, we will be praying for different people. We'll be praying for different things, and we'll be praying for Brother Brown, of the loss of his mother. We will be praying that they comfort their family. God will be with them during this hour, during this time of life. And not only him, many others that have lost loved ones. We will be praying for them that God will continue to strengthen and be with them and keep them in the faith. And as you know that God, we say, never leave us nor forsake us, but to be with us always. And all the word God, the word always says, all as well, he would not put more on us than we are able to bear. So God already knows what we're going to go through, what we are already in, and what we have come out of, knowing that God is able to keep us. Father God, we thank you tonight. We glorify your name. Your word said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Cast down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. You watch us over your word to perform it. Associate your word, be that go forth out of your mouth, will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send. And Father, we glorify you for your word tonight. We thank you for your assurance and your word. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, God. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, God, as you keep our minds in perfect peace that stayed on you. We thank you tonight, O mighty God, in the name of Jesus. You have given your angel charge over us to keep us from all the evil and all the danger in the world. And Father God, no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. We thank you tonight, and we glorify your name, God. We thank you tonight for your word giving us confidence, because the word says this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, that he heareth us. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We magnify your name and we lift your name up and we glorify you. God, we pray for our nation tonight. We pray for our government officials tonight. Father God, we know, God, you're able to direct. You're able to, oh God, to pull down every stronghold of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. God, give them direction. Give them instruction. Give them, God, in the name of Jesus, the word, God, that they will stand on the word of God. Somebody that have a fear of you, God, that's in those places, in the government system, in the White House, in the, Father God, community, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our government, God, God, in the name of Jesus, whether it be city officials, we pray for them, God, that you will lead and you will direct them. And Father God, we thank you. We don't depend on the system. We depend on you. And Father, we magnify you. God, your word said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So we know that you will supply every need in our lives, and we commit it unto you. As we commit our lives contingent unto you, God, we put it in your hands. And Father, we thank you as you direct us each and every day. God, direct our minds, God. Keep our minds on your word. Keep our minds in perfect peace. And Father God, we pray for our children as they go to school. We pray for their safety. God, we pray, God, and even the teacher that is teaching them, God, that they will have a fear of God within them. Father God, that God, in the name of Jesus, that you would direct them and instruct them. And Father, we pray for those children. Father, we pray, God, as they come within, God, let them not forget your word. Let them not forget, God, to give you glory and give you praise, God. And we pray for the families, the parents. Father God, put the fear of God in their hearts, God. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We magnify your name. We forever glorify you for all you have already done, the things you have brought us through from time to time, the ways that you have delivered us from time to time, the way that you have healed and made ways out of no way from time to time. We give you glory. We praise you for our forefathers, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you have blessed us, oh God, to come this far, God, in life. We bless your name for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your extended grace toward us. We thank you for your love that has been extended toward us. We thank you tonight, God, you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. Father God, and we confess our sins only, but it's with your sight we already hear. We pray, God, our government system, by the government, God, that you will put a fear of God upon the leader. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, there's so much to corrupt, God, but you're able to make the crooked places straight. Father, in the name, you're able to reveal and uncover and expose, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we glorify you for it in the name of Jesus. We magnify you for your goodness. We praise you for your grace and mercy. We glorify you because you are the God of God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You have a refuge. You have a present help. Even now, God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up, oh God. You woke us up and gave us a new day, God. Give us a new beginning, God. Gave us a new start in life. And Father, we glorify you, Father. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus for our nation, that we'll return back to you, God. And Amoshi, Kola Lamoshi, we return back for you, God. We return back, God, in the name of Jesus, your words. If our people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way, then you will hear from heaven. You'll forgive our land. You will forgive our sin, and you will heal our land. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We call it so. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you for it. We pray, God, the children, even as go to school, they be safe. A safe haven, oh God, a safe place. Father, in the name of Jesus, the people that is in charge of them, the people that is over them, God, in the name of Jesus, cover them in the blood of Jesus. Cover them, Lord, every back in the memo. God, cover them in the blood, in the name of Jesus. God, make the crooked places straight. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare that God says now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all the we can even think of at. Your words say, God, when we don't know what to pray for, the Spirit, God, knows what to make intercession and groanings which cannot be uttered. And Father, we pray tonight in the name of Jesus, pull down every stronghold of the enemy. Come against every spirit of suicide and murder. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, God, as you tested the government, God, those governments, that they would change these laws, God. I son of uncle, change the laws, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight and we glorify you. And Father, we magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep us, God. Keep our minds in perfect peace. And Father, we glorify you for what you're doing. We pray for those, everyone that have jobs, that you will continue to bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to open doors for the body of Christ, the people of God. Open doors, make ways out of no way in the name of Jesus, that we would take full advantage of the king that you have placed before us, that we will take full charge in the things that you have put in our hands. And Father, we glorify you for in the name of Jesus. Your word says you worship all things, that we will be able to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. We pray for the body of Christ tonight. We pray for the leaders in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. And Father God, bring us closer to you, Lord. Bring us closer to you, Almighty God. We need you, Lord. We need you as never before, Jesus. I said it echo. Oh, God, we pray for families, God, in the name of Jesus. God, bring them closer together. Unite them in the name of Jesus. Pull down every stronghold of the enemy that comes to divide and destroy. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says you have come to give life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Lord. We're walking in your will. We're walking in your purpose, in your purpose, oh God. We forever give you glory, God. We praise you, God, for every door that you have opened for the people of God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every blessing that you have stored upon your people. We glorify you, Father God, and we thank you, God, as you continue to give them good health, good strength, God, and long life, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we magnify you for your grace and your mercy and your goodness, Lord. God, we pray for that family tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know every need, God. You know every need, God. You know every need, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, strengthen us, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the healing, God. We thank you for your miracle-working power, God. We call it so even now. We pray for that individual that may be sick at home, that individual may be sick in the hospital. Whatever that condition is, we thank you as you heal them, God. Father, we thank you, God, and we glorify you. God, you estacola, sape la nevesi, strengthen our God, amoshi, kalamose, kalamitisa, strengthen that which remain, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your miracle working power, and we glorify you, God. We thank you for change in the name of Jesus. We thank you for change, hasta todo por hasta, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the body of Christ. The hospital, Korasi, Benelebes. God, we are in sequel, Randalalaba. We pray for the body of Christ, God. You can give them bless. You can give them strengthen. You can give them encourage. God, to hold on to the truth, the word of God. And we forever glorify you for it, God. In the name of Jesus, you have committed it into our hand. And Father, we give you thanks for it. And we praise you. And we call it so. Every individual, whatever that mind condition is going on, whatever the problem may be in the hearts and the minds tonight, God, we know that you're a heart fixer, your mind regulator. Father, we thank you even now. Give them a peace that passes all understanding. Father, we thank you, God. We praise you for it, and we call it so. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, and we thank you for victory. Victory is ours, God, in the name of Jesus. Victory, I say, Korobose. Victory for every man, God. I fatalobose. Hey, God, raise up to Robo for our next generation. God, we thank you, God, for you raising up men that love you, God, and tell you, Jesus. I go, God, in the name of Jesus. Glorify you and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that's the powerful voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And Dr. Crenshaw is coming up shortly, and we're excited about her as well. So thank you so much for being with us today, those listening all across the network and those live tonight as well. At this time, we're going to go and now hear from Dr. Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight as well.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Elder Kevin, and thank God for Bishop Crenshaw for that prayer tonight. As I was listening as he was praying, there was one word that really just kind of reached out, grabbed me in the spirit, and that is the word fear. And when you think about that word fear, we know the word of the Lord tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. But I want to look at that word in a different context, because as Bishop began to pray for this nation and all of the things that are going on, praise the Lord, we certainly believe and trust in God, and in spite of whatever is going on in the world, that the Lord God has his people covered. But the Bible tells us in Proverbs 9 and 10, which I feel is certainly the root of the problem. Praise the Lord. The people have lost the fear of God. So the Bible says in Proverbs 9 and 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And sometimes politicians and whoever they may be, those in leadership, they're not walking in wisdom and making certain right decisions that really positively affect people is because they've lost the fear of God. They've lost the fear of God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And even in that personal life, if we want wisdom, we got to first consider who God is, fear him, so that the decisions we make will be wise decisions. Because all of us know, all of us have made some decisions that wasn't wise, didn't make good sense. And some of the root of some of that was because we did not consider God in that decision. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Out of all our getting, get a good understanding. So we really want to get some understanding. We need to know the Lord. We need to know the Holy One, Christ, our Lord, our Savior, the Most High God, clear understanding. It is the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide us, the Bible said, in every area of our lives. The Spirit of the living God. those are those who are the Son of God, then they're led by the Spirit of God. And Proverbs 10 and 27 tells us the fear of the Lord prolongs days. In other words, people would even do some of the things that we do. People would be doing some of the things that they're doing. They're lying, they're cheating, they're killing, they're shooting, they're, praise the Lord, people's days are being shortened. Why? Because there's no fear. So we need to pray that the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord and respect and reverence for him will be released in this earth. Proverbs 10:27, the fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. So the Bible even tells us, praise God, don't even, praise God, look over and become weary because of the prosperity of the wicked. For the word of the Lord said they will soon be cut off. So all of those things that are going on in this world that are wicked, that are ungodly, soon the Lord God is going to dethrone all of that. But we as believers must reverence and keep it fresh in our spirit, that if we really want to get clear direction from God and really want to walk in wisdom and make sound decisions, fear him. Fear him enough that if I go in a direction that is not in the direction that the Lord would have for me to go for my life, then I would know within myself that's not wisdom. Because I didn't consider God in making that decision. So acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. And the Bible said, he will direct our path. Acknowledge him and fear him because he's God and he's sovereign. So the Bible tells us in the other context of the word fear, the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but a love and a power of power. Our mind, we are not to fear the things that are going on in this world, but we are to fear God, but not the things that the enemy brings our way. Because in spite of that, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the word of the Lord said he's going to raise up a standard against him. So in spite of what's going on, we're covered by the blood of Jesus. But we are to never forget how important it is. We really want to walk in wisdom. We don't really want to understand the will of the Lord for our lives. We must first acknowledge him and fear him. And in that, the word of the Lord says, our days will be prolonged. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for powerful, powerful words of wisdom there from Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. We are excited about what God is doing, but we got to do it the way God has set it up for us. I love it. We must rely on God, no doubt about it, through Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We are excited that you're alive with us and those listening later on. Thank you so much for being with us. We believe everybody on the planet, no matter what you do or believe or who you are, we need prayer. We all need prayer. We thank God for the opportunity to do that. We thank God for his network and his man and woman of God being with us tonight as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the lines for those who love to have a few words there, a comment, praise report, or prayer request. Hit star one on your phone. Star one will put you in the queue, and we'll go right down the line. Some of you I do know, so we'll bring you on accordingly. But for those who are on for the first time, maybe hit star one and feel free to come on and say a few words if you like. Some of us just want to come on and praise God. Just thank God for life. Thank God for your family. Thank God for your husband, wife, your fiance. We just thank God for you today as well. So we praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And we're going to go to Brother John. Brother John, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, brother.
Yes. Good evening, Elder Kevin. Bishop, yes. And Dr. Crenshaw. Brother John is on the road. He's working in Virginia.
Yes.
So just pray for him that God continues to strengthen him. And
yes,
he has traveling mercies coming back home. That God just
Amen.
Covers him.
Amen. Thank you so much, my sister. Thank you so much. Yes, we will. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to the phones again. And I believe we got Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. God bless everyone on the prayer line tonight. I'm so glad to be getting back into the prayer line, back into praying, because that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be there praying. We're made to worship him and give him all the praise, honor, and glory. So on tonight, I thank the Lord for everyone and asking for prayer for my life, health, and strength. Pretty much, that for life, health, and strength. And also giving a praise report that ever since I've been connected with the prayer line and ministry of Dr. Henderson and Straight to the Point prayer line, I've been feeling healing. I've been feeling the glory of God. And so I'm just thankful to be back and to give God all the praise, honor, and glory, for he is much so due. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. Yes, we got prayer lines all over the network. Sister Sarah, we thank you so much for being a part of that. We pray all the time on the network, so we thank you so much. And we praise God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight as well. And we thank God for your participation with us tonight. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. And we love you guys so much. If you do have a prayer request or a praise report or a comment, feel free to hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone. Also, too, we want to continue to pray also, too, for each other and our leaders. As Bishop already prayed, but we want to lift up our leaders who are around the globe. Once again, I think about them a lot, those who are preaching that word. Regardless of what's going on, they continue to preach the word. We thank God for Bishop and Doc and all those leaders that we have in our lives that encourage us, keep us motivated, keep us reminding us of the word, and that God is the only answer. Jesus is the only answer. The precious spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is the only answer, and they'll continue to guide us. And I think Bishop mentioned earlier that he'll never leave us or forsake us, but he'll also not put on us more than we can handle. Folks, we just got to trust God each and every day, each and every second of the day. We must trust God. And I believe Doc mentioned when we must rely on God for all things. We must pray and ask God for direction, and he will direct our paths. Ladies and gentlemen, we must ask him to do that. So we thank God for who he is, and thank God for his awesome presence right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. But at this time, we're going to turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you, sir.
God bless everyone tonight. We're grateful to the Lord for what God has continue to encourage you to hold on to the word of God and know that God is answering your prayers. Know that God is answering your prayers. Know that your praying is not in vain. Know that God hears you when you pray. As we continue to pray for one another in the body of Christ in this world that we live in, we can keep praying, that we keep the faith and keep holding on and keep moving forward in the Lord. Every day, we don't give up no matter what we're faced with or what trials come our way. And inspired trials do come to try us, as though some strange thing. But it is the will of God concerning you. So know that God hears you and he's concerned about your every need in life. And so you be encouraged tonight. Pray for somebody, love somebody, let them know that Jesus is the answer for the world today. God bless you. We love you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. We love you, Bishop and Doc, as well. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Bishop mentioned a critical area, too. Make sure we pray with our family members, all our adults, and, of course, our young people and even the babies. They may not understand it all, but we need to lay hands on our babies as well. Our young adults need to hear that the word of God is in your household. In your sphere of influence, whether it's your job or business, we need to make sure we have a conversation about the things of God. Ask people how their souls are doing, how they're really doing, and let people, and of course, use wisdom today, but the point is that we will engage people in different conversations today, not just talk about everything else, all the negative. We're going to talk about what the things of God is all about today. So that's what the word is all about. So we thank you guys as you're led to do that. It's all about letting people know we love the Lord and the Lord loves them. So we thank God for you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Lord willing, we're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Continue to share this out with everybody.
on the network as well. Hey, folks, if you need to, for those who like prayer as well or want to get in touch with Doc and Bishop, just let me know. We'll be glad to forward that information to you. For those who are outside the Metro Atlanta area or Georgia, state of Georgia area, give me a call at 404-401-0233 for prayer, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. If you like prayer or want to get in touch with Doc and Bishop, I'll make sure I forward the information to them. Okay, so thank you so much for your time today. Well, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great rest of the evening. We want you to have a powerful, powerful rest of the week as well. And know that we're praying for you and we're excited about your success in Jesus Christ. Hey, we're going to leave you with a wonderful, wonderful song here tonight. Brother Charles Dinkins says, these are the days of Elijah. And we got to get excited about these days and know that God is in control. So God bless you. Appreciate your time, everybody. Have a great evening. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Everybody just clap your hands and say, oh, 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 oh. Come on, if you don't have a pet, behold, he comes.
Behold,
come on, sing it quiet. Everybody say, and the trumpet song.
Days of Elijah, preparing the word of the Lord, oh yeah, and these are the days of his servant, Moses, righteousness being restored.
for much of love, Jesus. God's been good to you. Come on, clap your hands. God's been good to you. Come on, clap your hands. Will it make a way where there's no way? Has he opened doors for you? Come on, clap your hands. Now come on, I want you to say, there's no God like you. Come on, say.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Hey, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you. Have a great rest of the evening. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we let you go tonight. God bless you. Take care, everybody. Thank you for your time.